99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Yesterday we spoke to Haley. She had moved here last September when her husband got a new job. Now, she was working remotely since last March, thanks to the coronavirus. Never told her boss that she's no longer living in St. Louis. Now he's all like, hey, let's all go back to the office starting next week. And she doesn't really know how to tell him without losing her job. So, yeah, I mean, like yesterday we were just basically like, hey, I think we landed on this is a phone call. You got to call him, right?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just kind of said maybe the timeline was the most troubling part of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we just kind of don't reference that and just kind of make it feel as though, yeah, hey, this just came up recently,
yeah,
and it happened, and there, you know, it's been crazy, and do you think we can still continue on like we've been doing?
Yeah, and the responses that you guys have been giving on Facebook have been like
kind of savage.
Yeah, who do you think you are? Who does this? So we got an update. She writes back. She says, thank you for all the responses yesterday. Yes, I realize I should have been upfront with the entire thing, but here we are. Lemon pie out of lemons, right?
Lemon pie?
Not right.
Sounds tasty.
Sure. So I emailed my boss yesterday saying I need to speak with him. It actually turned pretty stressful because he said he was very busy and we could catch up in person on Tuesday when I was scheduled to come in.
Oh, God.
That's kind of the thing I need to talk to you about.
She writes, I didn't want to push it because I didn't want him to be upset when we spoke.
Oh, yeah.
So I just emailed him back saying, okay.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. She said, okay, as in, I'll see you Tuesday. Oh, my God.
Okay.
She's going to have a long drive.
She is. Now I'm looking at getting a hotel next week in St. Louis so I can make the meeting on Tuesday and tell him in person, in all caps, I know I should have told him.
Okay.
But I also know he's very busy and was trying to respect his time and want him to be in a good mood when we speak.
This is true. You do need him to be open to seeing your value.
Oh, my gosh.
With the company and seeing how it's not a horrible thing that, mm-hmm, you no longer live in the state.
Right.
She says, you do need him to be, oh, gosh.
She finishes.
Bring donuts, maybe.
Oh, gosh. Something. Yeah. She says,
meeting.
This isn't a great update, but I wanted to get back with you to tell you that I did listen to what you all said and I'm trying to fix
good.
It.
All right.
But did she? She didn't. I mean, we said to call him and talk to him. And
this is a fixing process.
It is, apparently. It is a process of fixing. All right.
It's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
All right. So thank you for stringing us along now. Appreciate it, Haley.
Now I'm going to need to know how the meeting on Tuesday goes.
All right.
And I feel like I'm going to need donuts for that.
Like, I feel like she doesn't go to the meeting. I think she still needs to try to get a hold of him.
Oh, wow.
I don't
know. But she just said, okay. I mean, I don't know how you walk back from that, too.
John texted.
She should have said, you know what? That's what I need to talk to you about.
Right.
Tuesday.
Funny thing. Right. Yeah. Exactly. That was the open door.
But she said, okay.
Yeah. John texts and says, how does she have a job?
Oh, wow.
I obviously she does pretty well at what she does.
Right.
Because she can do it remotely as she has for the past 6 months. But
listen, maybe people skills in handling, you know, crises,
yeah,
is,
yeah,
not maybe, maybe her forte.
Not her strong suit. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, Haley, I mean, I still suggest you try to get a hold of him before Tuesday.
You make a 4-hour trip for the meeting on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe a face to face would be better. But
it could grease the wheels with the boss to show the effort that she went through once he finds out she no longer lives there.
I just thought of something. Okay, maybe there is a compromise you need to consider where you're like, okay, so you bring with you some great Louisville things, like some great Louisville coffee. If he's a coffee drinker, maybe some donuts, some great Louisville local donuts, and just say, hey.
Are we trying to get the boss to move to Louisville?
No. But I'm saying the compromise might be maybe I come once a month for something. I don't know.
Oh.
And I still show my face around the office once a month. I don't know. Let's
try to brainstorm some ways. But I feel like with Zoom, she should be able to make this work. Unless there's something physically in that office that she needs to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Like have like Beth in the cubicle next to her turn on her computer every morning. I don't know. Christina writes in, OMG, I cannot believe we have to wait until next Tuesday or Wednesday for an update. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry. Like, Haley!
We are stair-stepping our way to closure.
All right. So there you go. That's your update there. I guess we'll figure it out if she updates us again. Who knows?
Did you ask her? Did you write back saying, hey, can you let us know how that goes?
I haven't yet. Okay. Maybe I'll let you do it. Maybe you can push her a little bit.
Because I'll include some suggestions about snacks and gifts to bring.
Yeah. Here's
to the meeting.
Great local Louisville eatery gift basket.
Sure.
Yeah, get her a Kentucky Proud gift basket. I don't know.